So 95, you're 7-9, you surprise the entire NFL. Well, here comes 1996. The run that that team had, I'm going to ask you guys the same question. Did you have any idea going into that season that you guys would end up in the NFC Championship game playing for an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl?
Honestly, I think Pastor Graham came and blessed the stadium, I think that's one of the biggest events that ever occurred.
And that was prior to the 96 season.
And we went undefeated at this stadium. And that's one thing I kept saying, bring Pastor Graham back every year so we can go undefeated. But, I mean, it was a special year. I mean, after going down to Clemson over and over again, and everything ended up turning out great for us. I mean, we went championship game in Green Bay, and you look back at it, you know, I never forget. It was us and Jacksonville in a championship game, and everybody was wondering, is two expansion teams going to be in Super Bowl? I think the NFL got very scared about that.
When as you guys look at some of these highlights from that magical year in 1996, what kind of memories come flooding back as you see these images?
Well, I think for me, it's just the fact that, you know, of course, you see Sam Mills. I see players out there playing now with different players' numbers and so forth. And I think of the players that I played, and it was like, wait a minute, that's Lamar, that's KG, or that's Stoney, you know, and so forth, or that's Sam. So, you know, I think when you sit back and you have a chance to look at it, you realize that team was extremely special. Realize that we had a commitment to excellence, a commitment to having a chance to come out there and perform. And just to piggyback on what Stoney said, I think that when we had Reverend Billy Graham have a chance to come down, you know, I think our team was based around spirituality and just, you know, having that ability to go out there and play and just to believe in one another.
How much did you have to convince the young guys that if you do it the right way, you know, things could really go well? I mean, and again, it gets back to that veteran.
You're fine, yes. Yeah. I mean, lots of the guys look up to us. I mean, they look at you, see how you react. You go into practice, you work real hard. I mean, Carlton Bailey, Sam Mills, and the linebacker core, they came out and they practiced hard every day. And that's one of the things that the young guys see. And you remind them, hey, to be around the league for a long time, you have to put the effort, you got to work hard. And I think CB can be a very well spokesman when he says that we all came back, ego was set aside, and we all play as a team.
Both of you have mentioned Sam Mills. We saw him a number of times. What did Sam mean to you guys as a player? Of course, he later coached here, but as a player and a man, just the impact that he had on this organization, and it continues today.
Well, I think for me, just having a real close relationship with him, having the opportunity and chance to go to his son's football games and so forth, you know, it's just, you know, his life ended way too short, unfortunately. A tough-nosed guy, short guy. I remember I was battling with some things, you know, having a chance to come back to the team, and then, you know, we were struggling a little bit in, like, 97, and I was like, man, it's like, well, you know, Carlton, you know, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. And I was just talking about having a chance and opportunity to go out there every day in practice looking to get a little bit better, and I was a little bit banged up and so forth. So, you know, he was one of the heart and souls of the team. You know, we pretty much kept it simple. One of the reasons why, and I checked with Steven Drummond, who's a great guy, like Charlie, and I asked, do they still put hands together like this? Don't only put your hand, other hand, man. You got to help them like this. And sit back and say Panther Pride, because Sam was one of the guys that ended up starting that, which meant so much for me, meant so much for this organization and this team, just saying Panther Pride, because it was going to be the Panther Pride that was going to be able to take us to the next level, being able to believe in one another.
Dwight, what?
Yes, like you said, Sam Mills, great guy. I knew Sam more than just on the field. I knew him off the field. A lot of people don't know me and Sam were very close. As Sam got, I guess, diagnosed with cancer, we talked a lot. And people don't realize, and Sam was the type of guy that said, hey, Stoney, you know, don't worry about me. I'm going to be fine. And he's always been like that. He never wanted attention toward him. He wanted to make sure that everybody was taken care of. And that's the way the guy he was. I love him to death. And till to this day, I never forget, he said, it's always hard not to do something the right the first time, but after you do it wrong the first time, you find excuses to do it wrong again.
Real quickly, before we have to go, both of you had asked me if you could say something about Gene Brown. Gene Brown was the director of security here for the team for many, many years, retired in 2014. Wow. And when you talk about relationships and how special this business can be based on those relationships, just quickly, what do both of you remember about Gene and his recent passing?
Well, for me, I guess it really comes down to every time I had an opportunity, a chance to come down. I think as a former player, having the chance to come down and be and just go out on the field and be around the players is always special, mainly when you retire. But I think having the chance to see Gene, it was almost like you were still in the locker room, still playing. Because no matter where you were, he would come up to you, give you a hug, talk to you, ask how you were doing, ask how your family was doing, and just making you feel a part of, you know, a special family.
Yeah.
Yes, I like Gene because we talked in law enforcement is what I went to after football. And he always talked about, you know, what he did before he became a security guy with the Panthers. I told him I want to follow his footsteps, hopefully one day being security like him. And Gene was always outspoken, and you can always come to him. He's straight up honest with you, and I love him to death.
Well, I tell you what, it's terrific to get the two of you back together and just to listen to some of the stories. Carlton, thank you for joining us. We're going to let you get out of here, and we're going to see if we can't put him under the hot lights and find out the real story.
Put him under the hot lights.
Oh, yes. Are you
kidding me?
Are you leaving? So he's leaving, right? He's leaving.
Yes. He's going to leave right now. Panthers Legends will be right back.